Texte numéro 18. Clicks and Stones. The anonymous messages poured in daily. Go kill yourself. You're worthless. At first, Sophie bottled it all up. She had been bullied since she was 5 years old. It began in the playground and classroom and then moved to social media. Her harassers would scream abuse about the way she looked and behaved and try to isolate her in school. Eventually, her family found out. In her school in Wales, teachers spotted the face-to-face bullying. Online, her tormentors continued after classes, and as most were anonymous, the school would not help. She spiralled into a depression that only years of counselling alleviated. Of all the forms of bullying, the online variety attracts the most attention. It is a big focus of the Be Best initiative, launched by America's First Lady, to teach children the importance of social, emotional, and physical health. Social media platforms offer bullies ever more creative ways to persecute victims outside school hours. Harassers invite their target to a chat room or group created solely to torment. Conversely, excluding victims from a popular group is as hurtful. Reports of teenagers harassed online and committing suicide causes panic among parents and legislators. But cyberbullying is not as common as tabloids suggest. One multi-country study found that children reporting that they had been bullied online more than once a week ranged from 7% in Japan to 12% in Israel. A second study found that around a third of American and British children had been harassed online. Online, where posts can lead their own viral lives and everything leaves a trail, words can hurt. Often, the only defence victims have is to delete their online profiles. But that means foregoing a way to interact with others in a positive way. Bullying happens where young people spend most of their time, mainly on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook and WhatsApp. A widely suggested solution is to forbid teenagers from particular platforms, but then they will migrate to others. Many scholars agree that the answer to tackling cyberbullying lies in educating both children and adults in digital skills. Around a third of internet users are under 18. Yet, a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Oslo says minors are rarely asked about how to curb cyberbullying. As they use social media without adult supervision, they often find it hard to tell their parents when something goes wrong online. Mrs. Trump has produced a leaflet suggesting parents discuss their online lives with their children, about which they often know nothing. She gives sensible advice about setting an example of good online behaviour and reminding children that online actions have consequences. If only adults could take this lesson to heart. Adapted from The Economist, October 2018.